please, heed Elton's words. When you win, you're in the minority. So when you win, know exactly why you won. If you know why you won that race, then you have in your mindset, in your subconscious, all the elements that you'll need to win the next race. But if you just win it and celebrate the money you took home and don't know why you won it, precisely why you won it, then you'll always be looking for somebody else to give you rules and regulations. We look for the day when we won't have anybody coming to seminars, unless it's just for a social gathering, because everybody will know everything that we know. And you've got to always keep in the back of your mind one very, very important thing. And that is, none of these people up here, myself especially, none of us ever had anybody give us any answers. We had to figure them out for ourselves to develop a method. So put yourself in the position of, hey, every time I know what I'm doing and every time I've structured this properly, I'm contributing to the welfare of others because we'll print it and follow up. I see our editor moved this meeting 1.5 hour up, so because he likes to sleep in. It wouldn't have mattered whether he moved it up or back. He wouldn't hear anyway. So. But he's a good editor. He'll show up one of these days. When he comes in, we'll all applaud.
He's a good sleeper.
Now, before we part company, let's take a couple of more races on the cage end here. Will somebody get the lights? The first one we're going to show you is the Santa Anita Derby, I guess it was, where Sunday Silence gained his first claim to fame. Was it the Derby? The contenders in that race were, of all people, Houston, who was the favorite, overwhelming favorite. Sunday Silence.
Jim.
What's that French girl's name?
Outside the door.
He's going to proceed as one of them.
Now.
Up here outside.
The music, Merci. And the Bolger was another sprinter going into a route, and Fly, was what made the exact in this race. He had a $12 horse in a field of
Continental.
Flying Continental. So as you see, this race has to be adjusted, and you can all see why. Bolger is a sprinter, Houston is a sprinter, and the other, the Fly, Music, and Sunday are pretty close together in total energy because they're routers. But let's look at it non-adjusted first. Okay, that's the horses. Now, yeah, they're going slow around you. We're going to make them slow. Now, this is your raw, sustained pace. The race variegates early in Cincinnati, but still, look what you have there. You have Fly, who is really the key to making money out of this race, is second. Now, in the early, of course, you're going to get Houston and Bolger because we've made no adjustment. Now, we know we have to use the two adjustment on this race because we have sprinters mixed in with routers. So, Spencer will press the two button. This program will get your place horse on top more often than not on your counter energy graph. This is the counter energy graph. These are the horses that are most likely to be in the money. Fly first, Sunday second, and Houston. You can't overcome Houston's deficiency. Now this time, do them one at a time, very slowly, Spencer, so you can see what happens to Houston. You got Sunday, the win horse, and the show horse, showing the win profile, comes in second. Y comes in third. There's your three horse exact. Look, what's Houston now?
That's four.
Here comes Houston. Down the tubes. Here comes Bulger. Even worse. Okay, there's your exact in the top three. We had Fly as a counter-energy horse who placed and paid $12, the only real payoff in the race. And so he ended up with a $54 exacta in a race where two horses with the second and third favorite came in first and third. That's the importance of getting money out of a race, is to be able to find the counter-energy horse who's going to pay the big money. Now let's go to Quack. This is Jimmy's. Jimmy, why don't you take over here? This race variegates early. And it requires a manual adjustment because you have sprinters and routers mixed. Okay, Jimmy, narrate this race.
All right, this race is the Quack Counselor race at Remington Park opening day of the spring meet last year. It's 5.5 furlong, and you have a mixed group of horses. Remington Park's surface in the early part of the year before, or the latter part, there's quite a change in the speed of the track. So in looking at this race, you know that it's going to need alternately adjusted. Some of them are coming off of 5.5, some of them coming 6. So there were different groups of horses, and you're going to have to alternately adjust it.
And they were all shippers.
In looking at the race, what you want to do as you start looking at this, always go through this portion of the program to look at the energy factors and start seeing what happens. When you start looking at these numbers on this area, the total energy, you can see that the wide range of total energy numbers of 169 to 173. We've got two horses, Smokey and Norm, that have a total energy of 173. We can see that there's quite a bit of difference. So now we know that this race is going to need more of adjustment. Either these horses are non-contenders, or it needs to be alternately adjusted. The hidden energy, all of these factors are, I say, raw. They are not raw, because they are matched against the other horses that are in the race. This does a matchup. So don't expect to be able to get these numbers with a handheld calculator, because you can't get them, because although it is not adjusted, it is matched up. So start looking at these numbers and you get a feeling for the race. The factor X, the median, the late energy, the third fraction, and the running style of the horse. All of these horses are early pace. Because that's all they know at Remington. Get out and try to win early. So they send the horses out as fast as they can go. So most of them are going to get early ratings because of the tremendous times that they had in the first two fractions. Okay, Spencer, go through that. These are your early, medium, late, KP, which is kinetic potential, and being real conscious of this number, the KEXDC. in the testing of this program, the winner is in the top 3, 88% of the time. Now, remember here again, these numbers are going to be the same. Now, because it's unadjusted, this is the number, but even look at Quack here. You can see that Quack is in the top 4 raw with a low total energy that he had. This shows you where the horses made their move, where they come on, where they start moving. Quack is really, here's Smokey has a 24.12 early kinetic potential in the first furlong. But look how he starts dropping off, all the way down to an 11. And you can see where the horses move. All right, next screen, Spencer. Takes them across, even sustained. Now, raw, you can see that run them one at a time. Get the seat and go back. Hit S and go back.
Shift S?
S. No. Now, we'll come right back to that screen. Okay. This is sustained. These numbers on the side represent the furlong numbers that you saw on the first screen. So if you know these, you can counterimpose where these numbers are, where this horse is really located, what he's doing, where he's coming. Quack is sustained. Here's where he starts making his move. Right here. This is the kinetic medium. So you can see that the horse starts coming back up here. This is pointers only. Okay, now the next horse.
What does that mean, sir?
See where he is at the top and where he drops under Quack.
Quick question. What, Jimmy, what does pointers only mean? I don't get it. I can get
this line here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, next horse. Smokey is the early pace horse that is going to set the lead. Look at him, almost 25. Remember, he was a 24. See where he starts. These little horses, these will not be on your disc. This is only a demo disc that was set up, and yours will just be straight lines or lines that will look better. This was designed, and they're in color, they're great, because you can really see them. Okay, next horse. All right, next one. Now, you can see that it's stacked them up, and still yet, Quack is on top. Remember, we haven't adjusted this rate.
Okay. You're too wrong.
There's Smokey, our early horse. Here, you can see that he starts dropping off. This is really not a move that he has made. This is a weighted move. Okay, next dart. Now, if this race is going to run early, you can see that Smokey and Norm are going to be probably your two horses. Okay, Spencer. Let's go on to the adjustment. Here, these are half furlong. People have found that these are really dynamite. People that have tested it, they're getting more out of this than really the furlong numbers.
Press 2.
Now, here we're going to give the alternate adjustment. We know that we're going to do this because of the disparity in the total energy.
It's greater than 2. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes. Okay, it's a two. Now, look over here and see what this has done. Look who your number one horse is. Now, what you want to do is this. You start getting these horses, you start looking at Norm, Quack, and Norm, and Yard, and these other horses, and see which of the graphs that these horses are showing up on. Okay, let's go to the next screen. All right, now look. There's Quack. Oh, by the way, this horse paid $129. I'm sorry to say I didn't bet him to win. I'm too dang smart.
On the phase three, I bet this race. On phase three, Quack came in 3-3-3-3.
Yes, that's right. He would, because he has a tremendous advantage over some of these horses in his third fraction, in his final fraction. But he's right there at his at the second. My next horse. I did bet him to place. He paid $25 to place. Okay, run him off. Now you can see that Sustained, he's the best horse. All the way.
He's Grain is your place horse, incidentally. For a big exacta.
Alright, go on. Now he's going to show up bottom here. Because this is not a sustained graph. This is an early pace graph.
Let's see where your counter energy your place horse is.
Was the great green placed in this race?
Right.
Now, Quack is not going to show any early at all. So you're going to look and you're going to say, hey, he's my number KEXDC, my number one KEXDC horse. Why is he on the bottom here? Because it's saying, hey, this race is going to set up and run sustained, so you better watch and see.
But and he set it up as a sustained winner.
Either way, he is a contra horse. Okay, go on, Spencer. Here again, you'll just have to learn these. And to see what this number is, a real number. It's a good number. The winner is usually in the top three or four. Here again, 76% to 80% of the time. All right, Spencer. Here is your Hank Furlong. You can match the horses up. See where they run. See where Quack starts making his move. Here. In the median part of the race. He doesn't wait till the very last quarter to make the move. He's making it here. And then in the last late pace, he is really taking over the race. These are bar graphs that will set up and show you the KEXDC pace. This KEX, remember I showed you the total KEXDC. Now this doesn't show you the total, but it shows you the early kinetic energy exertion, the median, and the sustain. Hit two, Spencer. Quack is over here early where we thought he would be. But now look, where the Hank Furlong showed that he was going to make the move and where in reality he made the move. Look at the advantage that he has in the late KEXDC.
And those gaps represent real advantages as opposed to...
Yeah, these are real advantages. And you can see that on your half furlong and your furlong numbers. Alright, now let's go to the kinetic pace. Hit 3. Look at that. Again. Here he's got, he's where we, he belongs. Now this says that he doesn't make the move kinetically. Remember the kinetic line in the middle of the graph? He was below it most of the time. This is showing you that. But it's showing, hey, look at the advantage that he has late. Depicting for you the half furlong and the furlong advantages that this horse has. Look at the advantage here. Okay, Spencer. Now, hit number 1, which is just the matchup pace. Their velocity, in a way, but they are matched against the other horses in the race. Here again, it shows basically the same thing. It's showing you Quack has nothing early. Here it's saying he didn't have a second fraction, so where is he really moving? This velocity can't see it. It can't see what the half furlong and the furlong advantage showed you. But look at the advantage here.
And Bob Cochran wants to show you that in the second F2, there's very little gap, whereas in F3 there's a huge gap and there's quite a bit of a gap in 1, but 2 they all bunch up very close together, notice.
And, you know, this was not just a, yeah, it's a race that we demonstrate and we show, to show you how to use the program. It was demonstrated with energy, to show you how to use the program, how to determine. It makes its own adjustment. Here again, probably we've worked on it, and it is, I would say 75% sprinters and routers. But, you know, you don't know when a sprinter is going to stretch out and win. So we're not ever going to be 100% on making adjustments. But most of the time, sprinters and routers mixed. Howard told you, hit number 2 and see about it. Now, any questions on this particular race? This is just one that I showed you. You would use the program.